Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday and welcome to The Early Edge. We are only one short day away from the Masters, and I can't wait for that. We're going to have a ton of Masters picks, and my Masters article, my updated Masters article with a few additional picks, is actually going to be published within the next couple of hours. Hopefully you've seen the early wedge, and hopefully you've seen the recap screen from yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, a solid day. We're always looking for days like this. Sometimes we're middling a 3-3, a 4-3, a 3-4. These are the days where we make some money. 6-1 is exactly where we want to be. First five SIA operating on all cylinders so far this year. So we're really happy about that. And Mike McClure cashing the Orioles. That was a 2:10 Eastern Standard Time start. So you had a cash within the first few hours of the afternoon. That is definitely what we like to see. All right. Let's, by the way, the chat, loving all the activity. And Trey, listen, you came in a few weeks to a show that I wasn't even on to talk smack. So this whole manning up thing, it's just lost on me, my friend. Everybody else, thanks for being in here. Trey, thank you for being in here. You can even hit the like button. Really appreciate that. Let's bring in the stars of the show. We got Mike McClure back, probably with some baseball. We got Danny Brasco here to talk about some UFC. And of course, we've got Martin Green here on a Wednesday. Tim Doyle on assignment. He's not going to be able to join us today, but don't worry, you'll see Tim Doyle very soon. Mike McClure, I got to start with you. I always love when we've got an early afternoon baseball cash. We're going to be doing that so much this year. So first of all, how are you? And second of all, thank you. That was a no sweat Orioles win.
Yes, we love day baseball in this house, Sia. Look, we're going to do it again today. That's really all I have to say about that. Fired up, loving baseball season being back. I don't believe in curses, so I will say it. We are undefeated on the season still. I have made 9 baseball bets. We have won all of them. And great DFS day as well yesterday. So fired up, love our day baseball.
I love that. And I'll tell you speaking of lack of jinxes and streaks, in terms of my first fives on this show, Early Edge. Now, I haven't made 9 bets on the Early Edge. I've only made 3, but we are 3-0 there as well. So looking pretty good. And Danny, now listen, we normally have you on a Thursday and a Friday, not necessarily a Wednesday. There must be something huge going on in the UFC.
It's UFC 300, Sia, quite possibly the greatest event they have ever put together. Every single fight on the card could be a fight night main event. So I will have action on everything. And I had to come here a little early in the week to get in some preliminary card action. So I'm really excited to talk about that. This card is electric.
I love that. All right, Martin Green. Now, I keep hearing something about Champions League. Is that what's going on currently, or is there something else going on the pitch?
Champions League is going on currently, Sia, yes. Arsenal drew 2-2 with Bayern Munich last night, and Manchester City drew 3-3 with Real Madrid. So two very exciting games. And we've got two more tonight, PSG versus Barcelona and Borussia Dortmund versus Atletico Madrid, both in the afternoon US time. So not long now.
Oh, excellent. Well, listen, Martin, maybe we should start with you. And again, I'll remind everybody, if you could, hit the like button for all of us. That obviously always helps the show. It helps my self-esteem, too. When I get to look down and I see like 150, 200 likes, it makes me feel good about the job we're doing here and the job I'm doing hosting. Martin Green, I'm going to kick it right back to you. I don't know. You have 2 picks, I know. I don't know if they are Champions League. I don't know if they are afternoon games. I definitely want to know when these games are so I know when to bet them. But let's talk about your 2 picks.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sia. Yeah, I've got one for today's Champions League games. So that'll be kicking off at 3 p.m. Eastern. And I've got one for a Europa League game taking place tomorrow. So starting in Paris, I think that Kylian Mbappe should be able to get on the score sheet against Barcelona in the PSG-Barca game. He scored 39 goals in 40 games for PSG this season. He'll be determined to add to that tally today. He ran riot against Barca when these teams met in the Champions League back in 2021. Four goals in two games, including a hat-trick in one of the matches, inspired PSG to a famous 5-1 aggregate victory. He's an even more accomplished striker now. He won't have things easy if he's playing against Koundé in this game, but I still think he's got the pace, the quality and the finishing ability to run this Barcelona team ragged. So I've got minus 105 on Mbappe to score at any time. I kind of think that Atletico Madrid should be too strong for Dortmund in the other game, so I'm leaning towards Atletico in that one. But for an official pick, I'm just looking ahead to tomorrow's Europa League games. And I like both teams to score when Bayer Leverkusen take on West Ham. Leverkusen are flying high in the Bundesliga, 16 points clear of Bayern Munich. They are a bit fortunate to beat an Azerbaijani team called Karabag in the last round of this competition. It was 5-4 on aggregate. They only just about scrape the 3-2 home win courtesy of a couple of really late goals. So their defence isn't all that solid. They've conceded in half of their home league games so far this season. Meanwhile, West Ham have found the back of the net in 13 out of 16 away games. I'm not saying West Ham can win, but I think they can get on the score sheet out in Germany. So both teams to score, minus 120.
I'm sorry I didn't get to say it initially. Martin Green, Joe Neuenfeld said, I could listen to Martin Green talk all day. Totally agree. By the way, there's a lot of picks in the chat. One that I'm pretty fond of, and you'll find out why in when we give out our next pick, it's Big Cheesy. He says Ketel Marte over 1.5 total bases. Really like that. And by the way, Brasco, I got to ask you, because people in the chat are wondering, hey, is this a new setup for Danny Brasco? He's got empty shelves and people are thinking, hey, maybe we'll do a Buckets P.O. Box thing for Danny Brasco. But truth is, you're not at home right now. Where are you, sir?
I'm in Miami right now. They call me Danny Miami down here. Last time I was here and I did the show, I was on straight fire. So I had to come back down for UFC 300, get the good juju going. But you're right. I should take a page out of Buckets' bag because he's getting all this free stuff. So all you got to do is put up an empty shelf and maybe you'll get tons of gifts from the Sportsline family. Appreciate you guys.
I love that. And by the way, Mike, there's some Masters picks. I know you have some Masters content out on Sportsline. I'm about to have even more Masters content out on Sportsline. Obviously, the early wedge is in your feed. But there was a question that you and I were on HQ. We answered a question yesterday about Tiger Woods, about making the cut. And we were on the other side of that. I do want to just like touch on that because, again, we're 24 hours away from the Masters. We've got a Tiger Woods to make the cut. Like that's like the only bet people are even considering with Tiger Woods because nobody really expects him to even really top 20 this tournament. We were on other sides of each other, and frankly, I'm not willing to bet my side. So maybe, you know, my side kind of lacks conviction a little bit. But talk to me about whether you think Tiger Woods is going to make the cut.
I do not think Tiger is making the cut here, unfortunately. I know it would be great and a lot of fun to see it happen, but it's such a difficult route for him, in my opinion. It's all about the health. It's not the game itself. It's just walking around the place for multiple days. And then you throw in the forecast. The weather looks absolutely awful tomorrow. 30-mile-per-hour winds, rain. We're certainly going to see starts and stops, in my opinion. So I really think that by day two of walking around there, if he doesn't have a great round one, things are going to go south pretty quickly there. I definitely could see him, unfortunately, having to withdraw again.
Yeah, and I'm going to agree from a weather standpoint. I do think because it's only 89 players in the field and top 50 in ties make it. And, you know, you certainly got a handful of debutants that may not make it, but also a lot of amateurs and kind of older, like Masters winners. It does narrow the field in terms of Tiger's ability to make the cut versus, let's say, other majors. So, I mean, I think that's why I think he can sneak in, but I totally get Mike's argument. And the weather on day one and day two, certainly not going to help Tiger. I do want to mention, somebody mentioned Akshay Bhatia. You might have heard me on VSiN yesterday with Gil Alexander and Kelly and Wes Reynolds. People were asking about the shoulder injury that he sustained when he was like basically cheering for his his game, not match winning putt, but when he tied it up against Denny McCarthy. I do want to say, I don't think that's going to affect him outside of some soreness the first couple of days. It wasn't a full dislocation. It popped out, popped right back in. I have a lot of experience with dislocated shoulders, done it 7 times, full dislocation 7 times. Prior to that, the injury that I was sustaining was the type of injury that Batia sustained. That's really more of a soreness thing. And it's the type of injury where it's not affecting your golf motion. When he was cheering, he had his shoulder sort of in a compromising position relative to what he's normally doing with the swinging of a golf club. So I don't like Akshay Batia like much in this tournament. I'm not betting him in any market. I don't like him as top debutant. I'd probably go with Ludwig or Wyndham Clark there. Probably Ludwig, actually. But the long and short of it is, I don't think it's going to affect Batia's play. And if you want to take him, for example, as top debutant at plus 850, don't hate that play. I'm not making it, but I don't hate that play. And by the way, if you want to make any of these plays, oh, I know where you can do it. There's Jamie Foxx, otherwise known as Willie Beeman. Do it at BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, we got to get to the rest of our picks. Maybe I can answer a couple more Masters picks, or maybe Mike can during the pendency of this show. But before we get anywhere, we got to hear a message from our partners.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Snug the Cat asks, wow, Sia, what were you doing that resulted in 7 dislocations? 5 of them were basketball. 2 of them were football related, not pads related. One was flag football, and the other one is kind of embarrassing. I was doing some trick shots in one, which I accomplished, which I put on Instagram a couple of years back. Long and short of it is, after that, I spiked a football. I fully rotated my shoulder in a pretty aggressive way, and I didn't think that was the type of motion that would hurt my already compromised shoulder. Well, Danny, the look on your face says it all. It turns out it did, and I couldn't get it back in, and nor could the emergency room. It took several tries and a lot of gimmicky things to finally get that shoulder back into place. Sorry for grossing everybody out, but somebody asked the question, so I'm just going to go ahead and answer it. There's more to explain when it comes to the shoulder dislocations. Maybe we can have a completely separate show when it comes to that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me get to my first 5 pick. Let's try to make it 4-0 on the early edge. I'm going right back to the Diamondbacks, but I'm doing it in a different way. And I will admit, like, this one's a little juicy, and I'll give you another way you can play this to maybe forgive a little bit of this juice. But I'm really going to target. Listen, I like the Diamondbacks. They're also around the minus 140 range in terms of their first 5. But, you know, the Rockies have been getting on base. They have been hitting. They just haven't been getting runs across against the Arizona Diamondbacks. We've had them the last 2 days. We've had the Diamondbacks the last 2 days, and they've really had to escape a little bit some bases, not bases loaded, but men on base jams. And I think we're going to see a little bit of that today, but I think some of these runs are going to get across, and it's mainly because of the pitching matchup. Henry versus Gomber, like, neither of these pitchers are very good. I think Henry was actually okay against the Braves last time out. That does tell me a little bit of something. But I think in Colorado, now it might be a little rainy. Like, it's not like optimal Colorado Rocky weather conditions. But I think with both of these pitchers, and knowing that both of these sets of bats, I think are going to bat around a little bit against these pitchers, I see 6 runs or more after 5. I will say this. BetMGM, like this 5.5 you can see on, let's see, it's DraftKings, FanDuel, but BetMGM has something really interesting where they're actually offering it not just with the half runs, but they're offering it with like the whole runs as well. In other words, they're offering odds with 4.5, 5.5, but also 5 and 6. And if you wanted to, if you didn't want to pay the minus 142 and you wanted to pay the minus 125 with an over of 6, which obviously the push is in play at that point, that is offered at BetMGM. And I don't believe it's offered at FanDuel or DraftKings or some of those other books. So something to consider, but I'm taking the first 5 over 5.5. I'm obviously targeting these pitchers. I think both these teams can hit, especially the Arizona Diamondbacks. So that is my first 5 play. Let's keep the card clean on the early edge. And Danny, it's time. We got to go to you. We got to talk UFC. Now, you're going to be on the show later this week as well. We're going to see a lot of you because this is such a giant UFC card. But start us off with some Wednesday picks.
Yes, sir. See you. Let's get right into the preliminary action. I see you guys in the comments fired up about this card. And by the way, if you want to sneak peek at all my picks, go over to Sportsline, hit the analysis tab, and find me under MMA. You can see all my write-ups for all the fights. I saw someone early on challenge me to a showdown, but we might be on the same side, Bitsy. We might be on the same side. Here I go into prelim picks, though, and I got to start it off with my dog of the week, see ya. It's Jim freaking Miller at plus 160. This line is on the move, down to 145 on some books, so I would get it in now. And how do you not back Jim Miller on UFC 300? The guy has the most wins in UFC history. I think he's going to add another one to his win column. He's taken on Mean Bobby Green, right? King Bobby. And Bobby Green is known as being the slick boxer. He likes to keep his hands low, utilize that head movement, shoulder rolls. But Bobby Green's getting older now, man. And that slick head movement and shoulder rolling isn't really, you know, giving him solid defense. Hands low against Jim Miller sounds like a bad game plan. Miller is known long time for his jiu-jitsu prowess, his grappling skills. He's up there on the leaderboard in all-time submissions. But in his old age, they always say power is the last thing to go. Miller has turned into a rugged boxer, and he's got that nasty left hook, right hand combination that can turn your lights out. Bobby Green is coming off a brutal knockout loss in December where the referee let the fight go way too long, late stoppage, and he took unnecessary damage. See, that was just 4 months ago. That's too quick of a turnaround for a brutal knockout to get into a fight with a bruising guy like Miller. So I think Bobby Green's chin might be cracked. That hands low stuff isn't cute anymore. Give me the dog Jim Miller in this awesome underdog spot, I believe, to start off the card. Next fight I'm going to is Diego Lopez at minus 135. I think he's the more dangerous fighter in this matchup against Sadiq Youssef. Youssef has been a solid featherweight for a long time, sort of been in that top 10 range, but I don't think he can quite crack it. And Lopez, I just think, has more ways to win this fight. He's sort of a wild man. He's dangerous wherever the fight goes, lethal jiu-jitsu, and pretty hard-nosed striking that's getting better and better. I believe for Youssef to win the fight, he would need to fight safe and smart and stay technical. And that's just a lot easier said than done against the wild man Lopez. So I think he'll have the bigger moments that UFC Vegas, you know, UFC 300 raucous crowd in Vegas is really going to play into his favor. And he'll carry that momentum to a big win, his biggest win of his career. So give me Diego Lopez. And we're going to round it out with the featured prelim of the night. I love me some Alexander Rakic here at minus 120. Now, this might be an unpopular favorite pick. A lot of people are going to be on the underdog Jiří Procházka, fan favorite, who's got this samurai ethos, unorthodox striking style. He's training, punching trees in the woods. I mean, how can you not love the guy? But that unorthodoxness is only good when it's working against, I think, lower level opponents. I don't believe that Jiří is going to achieve that championship caliber level. I don't think he's going to take the belt. Rakic is tough and technical, and I don't think he's going to falter when it gets wild. He's going to stay poised and composed. Jiří's problem is his defense. He blocks punches with his forehead. And if he's not fighting a guy that can get caught with that big explosive move that can stay technical, like I believe Rakic can, then I think he's going to lose the fight. So Rakic, long layoff after a leg injury in his last fight, but he was looking great against Jan Blachowicz, the former light heavyweight champion. And I think he's going to come back better than ever. Give me Alexander Rakic and his athleticism to get past Jiří Procházka. And see, I'll be back on Friday for some main card picks.
I absolutely love that, Danny Brasco. By the way, Joe Neuenfeld says Collateral may be the best. I think he said maybe the best Jamie, or maybe the most underrated Jamie Foxx movie. If you have a favorite Jamie Foxx movie, please put it in the chat. I'm a big fan of Jamie Foxx. Obviously, he was on the BetMGM promo. That's why we're bringing him up. I think Any Given Sunday is the best football movie out there. Most people disagree with me. Danny, I saw you pondering. Do you already have an answer to best Jamie Foxx movie?
For me, it's got to be Django Unchained. He was fantastic.
That's, yeah, he's fantastic in everything. And Martin Green, have you seen a lot of Jamie Foxx movies? I know everybody makes the joke, or maybe it's just Tim Doyle that makes the joke. Have Jamie Foxx movies made it over to the other side of the pond yet?
So we just had Collateral came out a couple of months ago, and I loved it. Best film ever. What's Django? I'm looking forward to seeing that made. Maybe in a few years we'll get it.
Quentin Tarantino classic, Django.
Maybe
like 2026, we'll probably get that over here.
Mike McClure, any Jamie Foxx movies in your repertoire?
How about The Truth About Cats and Dogs?
Okay, I haven't seen that. I didn't expect this. Danny, have you seen that?
I can't say I have, but I love Mike's answer.
I love that answer too. All right. By the way, we got some golf picks in the chat. I know somebody has a free bet. I think BetMGM gave them a free $25 bet. The recommendation for that would be to read Mike McClure's articles or check out his model on Sportsline or read my article that's going to be published within the next couple of hours with some of my matchups, which, by the way, you can catch on the Early Wedge. But I do have a couple of extra matchups in the article because matchups kind of came out later than expected. All right, we got to get to some Sportsline picks, Mike. We got to get to not some Jamie Foxx picks, but to some actual baseball picks, and we're going to get there in a second. But we want to hear one quick message from our partners first.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
We are back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. Let's go with a couple of sports line picks before we get to Mike McClure's baseball pick. We're going to go to the NBA. We're taking an under. This, of course, is already on Sportsline. We're going Wendell Carter under 12.5 points. Mr. Wendell, minus 125. And that's Magic Bucks, of course. That's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then we're going to hockey. We're going to the NHL. The Oilers money line, minus 120. We are on the cusp of the hockey playoffs, probably a week or two away, a week and a half away from the hockey playoffs. That's going to be very exciting. That Oilers game, Oilers hosting. So that's an earlier start. Vegas is not hosting. That's 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Again, we're going Oilers money line at minus 120. All right, a couple of sports line picks there. I'm looking for Jamie Foxx picks. Jamie Foxx in The Kingdom. Oh, that's an interesting one.
Good movie. Underrated movie.
You know what? I'm embarrassed. I haven't seen that one either. All right.
He's a boss in that movie.
All right, I'll have to check that one out. Horrible Bosses, was Jamie Foxx in that too? I haven't seen that one either. I just didn't want to see Horrible. I know it's funny. I had no interest in seeing Horrible Bosses. All right, I do have interest in listening to Mike McClure's baseball pick. He cashed it yesterday, and it was, first of all, super early, which is awesome, but it was also super easy. What was it, a 7-1 final? Orioles, pretty good baseball team. Jackson Holliday being called up by the Orioles. This team is about to get even better, which is actually kind of scary and kind of ridiculous that I'm saying that about the Orioles, knowing that typically they're the third or fourth best team in the AL East. Well, not any longer. Anyway, that's not your pick. I just went off on a random tangent there. Mike McClure, you've got a pick, not in the AL, but in the NL, the NL East, not the AL East. Talk to us about it.
Yes, see a day baseball here. Another early afternoon start. Good news, bad news. Bad news, price point has definitely moved. The good news is if you're a Sportsline member, you had this last night, played it minus 126 with the Phillies. Last night when I posted the write-up, I made the game 59% winners. That implies minus 144. That's essentially where the market is now at this point. So right at fair value at this number. But for me, it's picking on Lance Lynn. We've got Nola on the mound for the Phillies. We all know how good Nola can be and really, frankly, is. Now you give him a positive park shift individually. It's a lot easier to pitch at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, especially in these weather conditions. 10-mile-per-hour winds blowing in, just temperatures in the 60s. But when we talk about Lance Lynn, that's where we have to look right now. First of all, he's in his age 36 season. It is difficult to pitch at a high level at that age in today's baseball game, especially with his pitch arsenal. he throws three different kinds of fastballs, the four-seamer, the sinking fastball, and the cutter. All of these pitches range between 88 and 92 miles per hour. Very, very average movement. He's not fooling anyone with any of these. He does occasionally throw a slider, but that slider is just 79 miles per hour. It can be confusing at times, but I do like the Phillies lineup here. I think this is a great bounce back opportunity. Lance Lynn has already been barreled up five times this season on just 26 batted balls. Not a good rate, matching a lot of the numbers that he put up in a full season last year. So I'm on the Phillies here. Again, played at minus 126. Make sure you are on Sportsline with the notifications turned on. But yeah, love the Phillies today.
All right, Phillies Day Baseball. I absolutely love that. Listen, the chat is targeting Colin Morikawa at the Masters. I don't hate that at all. I know a lot of you, I don't want to get to every single one. A lot of you were talking about targeting him in tournament matchups, in round matchups. I'm about that too. One of my matchup picks, I'm trying to remember which one it is, because I put four out in my article, was targeting Colin Morikawa. It might have been Shane Lowry over Colin. Mike, is Colin somebody from a fade standpoint? I don't know how many matchups you do relative to me, but is that somebody that you're not expecting much from, or should we expect, at least in your eyes, Colin to kind of bounce back from a lackluster 2024?
I think he bounces back a little bit here. I'm not overly high on him, but I'm certainly not betting against him. Just kind of really no exposure to him. I'm not playing him in DFS, not betting on him in any market, but again, not betting against him in any market either.
Yeah, fair enough. And I see people asking about first round leaders. Again, check out the early wedge. All of our first round leaders are on there. That's me. Even Patrick McDonald and EC got in the mix because it's the Masters in that department. So check that out. But also my Sportsline article has my first round leaders on there. And I did add Shane Lowry as a first round leader. He's my fourth of four first round leaders. I gave out three on the early wedge, and I gave out a fourth, of course, in my article. It is Shane Lowry at around 45-1. All right. I couldn't get to all of the chat, but you guys really killed it with the Jamie Foxx references. Absolutely love that. Kawa broken, says Joshua Smith. Big Cheesy says stay hot M2. And by the way, Big Cheesy, appreciate you putting all the in here. A-Mags is in the chat. Love to see that. All right. I mean, I could stay here all day and answer Masters questions. And I'm sure Danny Brasco could stay here all day and answer UFC questions. Martin with the soccer and Mike with the everything. But at some point, we got to get out of here, right? So let's just take a look at the recap screen. Martin Green, Mbappe, ATGS, minus 105. Leverkusen, West Ham, both teams to score, minus 120. I've got the Diamondbacks, Rockies, first five over 5.5 at minus 142. If you want to play the six, it's over at BetMGM at minus 125. Push and play there, obviously. Mike McClure, Day Baseball, Phillies Moneyline, minus 126. Danny Brasco, UFC 300. More picks on the way, folks. But for now, Jim Miller, plus 160, Moneyline. Lopez, Moneyline, minus 135. And Rakic, did I do that right? Moneyline, minus 120. Sportsline picks tonight, Wendell Carter, under 12.5 points. And Oilers money line tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights, minus 120. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just staring at the chat because you all are so active. Hopefully you're active tomorrow too and Friday. We're going to have great shows for you there. And I'll have probably some round matchups. To be honest with you, the only reason I didn't give you an early round matchup for Thursday is because the head-to-heads don't seem to be out. There's only three balls out. I'd like to zero in on a head-to-head. So hopefully tomorrow morning I'll have some Masters picks, maybe some baseball picks, but we'll have the whole crew here to give you all the picks you want in the NBA, the MLB, of course, the Masters, so on and so forth. And of course, buckets with soccer. We'll have it all for you tomorrow. But ladies and gentlemen, what a show. Really appreciate all the activity in the chat. Everybody hitting the like button, but also appreciate Mike McClure, Jake the Snake on the ones and twos, Danny Brasco, Martin Green. Let's make it a great day. Let's cash some tickets. Let's stay positive. I am the counselor. This is the Early Edge, and we rest our case.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.